Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on February 25 regarding Patricia Lopez Ruiz, R-U-I-Z. Patricia Lopez Ruiz was accompanied to the evaluation by a woman named Perez, Ms. Perez, to help service her translator and complete her intake information. Appeared according to the information obtained from the examining this way. She is a 48-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 4/13/20. Period. She tried to open a door, and because of the weather conditions, it pulled her arm all the way back. Period. She believes she injured her right thumb, arm, and neck, and went to the medical clinic emergently the same day. Period. She had further evaluation leading to what she understands to be a diagnosis of, quote, the cord connecting my neck and my arm are dislocated, period, end quote. She did not undergo any surgery and completed a course of active treatment in September 2021. Period. A paragraph for her claim petition. Ms. Lopez alleges on 4/13/20, she was struck by a door at a client's home. Period. She alleged orthopedic and neurologic injuries to her head, neck, right shoulder, right arm, right hand, right thumb, blurred vision, and other serious injuries. Period. According to the medical records provided, she was seen at the Spirit Urgent Care on 4/13/20. Period. She stated she was opening the door and the wind grabbed it and pushed it completely open. Period. Her hand was still on the handle and her right thumb bent back completely. Period. She complained of throbbing pain in her thumb as well as in the back of her neck. Period. She was evaluated and diagnosed with a sprain of the right thumb. Before she was placed on activity modifications, period, preliminary x-rays were read as negative. Period. She followed up on 4/20/20 and still had pain in her right shoulder and right wrist. Period. She was utilizing a wrist brace and Tylenol. Period. She was then referred for a course of physical therapy. Period. Her progress was monitored over the next several weeks through 6/19/20. Period. On that visit, the petitioner was referred for orthopedic consultation to review her MRI results. Period. New paragraph. X-rays of the right hand and thumb were done on 4/13/20 to be inserted in the proper order. Period. She also underwent an MRI of the right shoulder on 6/16/20 to be inserted here. Period. The same day, she had an MRI of the cervical spine also to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was then seen by orthopedist Dr. Disabella on 7/2/20. Period. He learned she attended physical therapy 2 to 3 times per week and was returned to work. Period. She did return to work, stating she still had pain in the shoulder and was placed on light duty for a short time. Period. She stated since she returned to work, the cervical and shoulder pain had increased. Period. She then spoke to the insurance company who ordered an MRI. Period. He performed an exam and noted the results of her MRI studies. Period. Dr. Disabella rendered a diagnosis of cervical pain, comma, pain of the right shoulder, comma, neck strain, comma, and right rotator cuff tendonitis. Period. He explained the shoulder MRI demonstrated tendinosis in the rotator cuff. Period. The cervical MRI showed bulging disc that did not cause central or foraminal stenosis. Period. He thought she would respond well to conservative care. Period. A corticosteroid injection was administered to the right shoulder. Period. She continued to be symptomatic. Period. On 7/24/20, she saw a pain specialist, Dr. Smith. Period. She recommended cervical epidural steroid injection. period. This was administered on a 1220 to be inserted period. Another injection was given on 9/23/20 period. Dr. Smith performed another cervical epidural injection on 5/12/21 period. New paragraph. An updated cervical MRI was done on 6/25/21 to be inserted at the referral of Dr. Shaw. Period. She also underwent an EMG on 7/2/21 to be inserted. Period. On 9/22/21, Dr. Smith performed facet injections for cervical spondylosis. Period. New paragraph. In the interim, she was seen by Dr. Zucconi on 8/10/20 for preoperative screening prior to her injections. Period. She also was seen by spine surgeon Dr. Shaw beginning 6/15/21. Period. His assessment was C4-5 and C5-6, disc herniation with right-sided cervical radiculopathy. Period. He believes surgical solutions may be considered for further workup. Period. She was then sent for the aforementioned repeat cervical MRI. Period. On 7/13/21, Dr. Shaw reviewed the results of this MRI and her EMG. Period. He wrote, "It appeared as though the patient has significant neck discomfort, but it is unclear to him where this was coming, emanating from." Period. Specifically, after reviewing her history, she reports having no relief, even temporarily, with her cervical epidural injections. Where the bulk of her discomfort is on the nape of her right neck, and he saw no evidence of significant neural impingement at the right side to be concordant with the patient's symptoms. But as such, he believed that she should try to return to work, beginning with light duty and progressing to full duty. Period. He also referred her for consideration of trigger point injections versus facet injections. But at this point, he did not recommend surgical solutions as there is a paucity of information to correlate with her symptoms, including EMG and MRI scan findings. Period. She then underwent the additional injections from Dr. Smith. Period. Follow-up with her continued through 9/28/21 when the petitioner was working light duty. Period. She related 70-80% relief of her discomfort after the facet injections on 9/22/21. Period. She was cleared to return to work full duty without restrictions as of this visit and was discharged from pain management. Period. Physical exam. Extremities, upper normal, hands, wrist, elbows, normal, shoulders, normal. A near impingement maneuver on the right actually relieved her tenderness. Period. Cervical normal, except four, she was tender at the right suboccipital, common trapezius and paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. And then thoracic is normal macro. Impressions on 4/13/20, Patricia Lopez Ruiz was holding a door handle at a resident's home. Period. The wind blew it and hyperextends her right thumb. Period. She was seen the same day at Inspira, where she had x-rays that were negative. Period. She was appropriately initiated on conservative care. Period. She remained symptomatic and underwent MRI studies of the shoulder and cervical spine at 6/16/20 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. She was also seen by Dr. Desabella and then received pain management from Dr. Smith in the form of various injections. Period. She also had an EMG on 7/2/21 to be inserted here. Period. Ms. Lopez underwent a repeat cervical MRI on 6/25/21 to be inserted. Perry responded well to facet injections. Perry as of 9/28/21, Dr. Smith cleared her for full duty and discharged her from care. Perry new paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Lopez Ruiz is virtually unremarkable. Period. There was full range of motion of the upper extremities as well as the cervical and thoracic spines. Period. There was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits. Period. Spurling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the head, comma, neck, comma, right shoulder, comma, right arm, comma, right hand, comma, or right thumb. Period. She remains highly functional and has been able to return to her former full duty capacity with the insured. Period. That is the end.